Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Going on. Welcome to episode 106 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini, but we got Player 2 tonight. What's up, 8-0?
What is going on, everybody? It is... Oh, hold on. I screwed that up. Oh. What up, NPC fam, mini fam? It is your boy, 8-0. I used to be your hero, but I've been dethroned by one of Josh's minions.
Is that what happened? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It was bound to happen.
Okay. It happens. Yeah. They're going to say they throw me, I think. So, hey, that music you just heard is from On Being Human. Check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Good stuff there. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. If you want to get yourself a book from Audible, an audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up something like Console Wars or Super Mario. Books I highly recommend. I really, really enjoy. audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OPC, it'll take you directly to their website. And when you go to checkout, you will automatically save $10 off of your purchase. And it helps support the show. All chairs are $50 off right now, and all desks are $100 off right now. So go check that out, n64josh.com/opseat.
Hey, listen.
All right, we do this show live, twitch.tv/n64josh, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We try to start around 6 p.m. You know, we do our best. We do our best. I want to say hello to everybody that's hanging out. Looks like Twizzles and Callie and False Pretense and Luigi Bros and Cut Eye and Lindsay Monster and Nightcrawler Van. And I think that's everybody. Drummer, what's up? Anybody that's just lurking, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you guys. I am currently working on a book called Another Castle. It is coming soon. I have a $20 Amazon gift card that I'm giving away on my Twitter at N64Josh. You can see it pinned. It's the pinned tweet. You can easily find it. I am the host of the Smash Bros cast, where we talk all about Smash Bros with Nightcrawler, who may or may not be the co-host tonight. No one really knows. No one really knows. But
he comes and goes as he pleases. Yep. He comes and goes.
There he is. There's Nightcrawler. So that's happening live Fridays, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Twitch. And you can find it on Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Saturday morning Splatoon's still going strong. We play Splatoon Saturday mornings. It's a good time. Play with viewers. Mario Kart Mondays is also gamers and carts getting interviewed. If you've missed any of those, every episode gets put up on my YouTube channel, so you can check it out. Just go look for the playlist, and you will see the first three episodes are there now. And Kirby Geek was the first one. Second one was K-Cross. The last one we just did was Cam Autobot, and this week is none other than Pudding from the community. Everybody's pretty excited about that. So
I can't wait.
Yes. And tomorrow morning, First Look Fridays, I will be playing a game. Oh man, the name escapes me. I think it's Miles and Kilo, I believe. That's what we'll be looking at tomorrow morning. Plus, we're going to look at Minecraft on the Switch and Donkey Kong Rabbids DLC. So, and I'm really unsure what's happening with the Crash Bandicoot stream, because both Eric and I pre-ordered the game on March 12th, and both of our Amazon says it'll be here tomorrow at 8, buy it before 8, but neither of our Amazon say it's actually shipped. So
mine's not even what's the stage before shipped, where it's
just ordered?
There's ordered, and then there's like preparing. Mine's not even preparing right now.
Yeah, so kind of weird. So I don't know what's going on with that, but stay tuned. We'll figure it out. Hopefully I can still give away a digital copy. Okay, let's get into the Switch games that are on sale and games that are coming out. The list for this week for games that are coming out is bananas. Crash coming out. Wolfenstein 2. With Yeez earlier in the week. Like Yeez 8. I don't even know. What? How are you doing? Are you purchasing all these new games that are coming out? Because it's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do the best I can. So we were just talking before the show and I said, I'm not buying Wolfenstein 2. I'm going to wait until it goes on sale. But just hearing you say it on the show, it's like, I'm going to end up buying it. I know I'm going to. But yeah, I've got Crash coming. And there was one other that I was looking at too. It's just a bad time. I mean, it's a great time to be a gamer, but it's a bad time financially.
Yeah, I've had to pump the brakes. The collecting all the Switch games, that's done. There's way too many. So if I decide to sell an organ on the black market or something, then maybe we'll get back into it. But it's too much. I will still try to keep up with as much stuff as possible just to keep you guys informed and be able to do reviews and that kind of stuff. But yeah, as of right now, I have to officially say I can no longer keep collecting all of the Switch games. It's just too many.
And it was bound to happen. There was no way you were going to be able to keep that pace up in year two, year three.
No,
it's not feasible.
No, at the rate we're going, there's going to be easily over 1,000 games in this library. Like, easily. So, Kirby Geek saying you got to get Night Trap. I will do that. I just need to know when it's coming out. So I will do that. And I think I've kept up with the limited run games, but I'm going to pump the brakes on that, except for like maybe Golf Story and some of the other ones. So, no, Hello Kitty, I actually really want. They're saying I don't want Hello Kitty. I really want Hello Kitty because it's one of the most expensive Wii U games because it's so rare. So that one I'll definitely be picking up while it's still affordable. So, there's lots and lots of sales. So I'm just going to jump into these real quick here. Airmail is on sale. The Adventures of Elena Temple kind of looks like a Game Boy game. Looks pretty cool. Hyper Sentinel's on sale. Jotun Valhalla Edition. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Twin Robots Edition. Twin Robots Ultimate Edition. Super Rolla and the Lost Burgers. Layers of Fear Legacy. Joe Devers Lone Wolf. Owl Boy is on sale for $17.49. I know we had a handful of people asking about that game. Some people love it. Some people hate it. So there you go. Mercenaries Saga Chronicles. Black Hole, Mad Carnage, which is like $374, so not a big investment there. 3D Mini Golf, Island Flight Simulator, 10 Second Run Returns, Super One More Jump, Ambition of the Slimes, Nightmare Boy, Brawl, Heart and Slash, Tactical Mine. It's $2.24. Big spender there on that one. Guns, Gore, and Cannoli is $6.69. So, you know, don't sleep on that one. I've actually never played it. Puzzle Box Maker, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops XL, Bleed, Dimensions Drive, Riptide GP Renegade. Guys, I have this. No, I don't have this one. If I have this game physical and it's only $4 right now, part of me just died inside. Mantis Burn Racing. Let's see. Unbox Newbies Adventure. Battle Chef Brigade, which I know people like. Ginger Beyond the Crystal. Koi DX. Heroes of Monkey Tavern. This is the Police. Super Ping Pong Trick Shot. 88 Heroes, 98 Heroes Edition. Square Boy versus Bullies Arena Edition. Ninja Showdown. Tumblestone. Hang on, there's more. We're loading up more. Here we go. Conga Master Party. Demo. Tower of Babel. Sign more. EX, I'm not sure if I say that right. That game looks super fun. I've never opened it. I need to play it. It looks like a...
You have the collectors.
I just have the regular physical copy.
Oh, okay.
Sinmora. I thought you
had the... Okay.
No, I have... it's that side-scroller, kind of like Metroidvania style. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but...
Axiom Verge,
yep. There we go.
Yeah, never mind.
Beach Buggy Racing. Pan Pan, The Bridge is $2.99, which I think I've heard good things about. Jackbox Party Pack 2 is half off right now. Jackbox games are pretty fun. Infinite Mini Golf, Thumper, which looks like a trip, kind of. That's half off right now. Dark Witch, Music Episode Rudimical. I don't know. It's $5.50. Tumble Seed is $9.99. Kamiko is $2.99. Well, it's not on the list, guys, but I happen to know the developer for One Strike emailed me this week and said, hey, I just want to let people know that the game is 20% off right now. So if you want to check out One Strike, it's a pretty fun party game. It's a fighting game where you get one life, you get one chance, and if you get hit, it's game over, and it makes for some pretty interesting games for sure. And
I think it's the most realistic fighting game ever made.
Yeah, probably. Beautiful pixel art. I gave it an 8 out of 10. So I recommend checking that out. That is your sales for the Switch this week. Lots of stuff. Let's get to the news. All right. Well, Nintendo's sixth president is now the president as of last night while we were all sleeping. And he had a message for the fans. This is what it says. This Shuntaro Furukawa, hopefully I said it right, who has been appointed as president in June 2018. This is his quote. Nintendo's basic strategy is... enlargement of population that gets into contact with Nintendo IPs. I'd like to improve the corporate values by having even more people get into contact with characters and game world settings created by Nintendo. At the same time, as an entertainment corporate, Nintendo puts up a CSR policy of making everybody related to Nintendo smile. I think the social responsibility we must fulfill is to expand the circle of smile in society with Nintendo's products and services. Based on the CSR policy of making everybody related to Nintendo smile, Nintendo is always continuing the challenge to produce new surprises. So my initial takeaway from that, let me see the wording here. Even more people get into contact with characters and game world settings created by Nintendo. Yeah. So Mario, Link, mm-hmm. Metroid, you know, and when you say get in touch with worlds, I mean, are we talking amusement parks, things like that? Is it strictly game stuff? Like, or is it all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. Movies, the Universal theme park that they're doing, the cereal, what have you. I think at this point, Mario, the goal from Nintendo is probably something similar to we want Mario to be Mickey Mouse, you know. So I brought my Switch into work yesterday. Was showing a couple of my coworkers Mario Tennis, and there was a girl I work with. She hasn't played a video game in probably 20 years. She'd never really played video games at all, but she immediately knows who Mario is. Mm-hmm. She couldn't tell you all the other characters, but she knows Mario. She knows Donkey Kong. Like, these characters are well known to everybody. And I think they need to continue that and keep them beloved.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I've talked about my nephews and stuff on here before, and like right now, the my 5-year-old nephew, he's next in line to get to stay the night at Uncle Josh's, you know? So all he tells everybody is, I get to stay the night there and we're playing Mario until midnight. Right? That's all he wants to do, is be able to play Mario until midnight, because that's the big deal for him. But overall, I think this is a good thing. And I mean, we know going into this thing early on, some of the statements he made was like kind of related to mobile and wanted to just really get Nintendo in front of so many more eyes. You know, I mean, it's just like anything that you're into, you kind of almost assume that everybody knows about stuff, right? Like when you're into something and then you're like, what, how have you not heard of this? Well, they probably don't follow the same people you follow on Twitter, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, and it can happen. Like I've seen it happen with like movies, and I'm like, how have you not heard of this movie? You know, Star Wars, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, you can't buy oranges without seeing BB-8, right? But right. But there are going to be certain things that, hey, people are just going to miss. And so the more that they can get the Nintendo name out there, get, and get it into people's hands and putting out things that people are going to enjoy playing. I mean, it overall, it's a win. I mean, I honestly believe that Pokemon, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee are going to sell gangbusters because of that app. One of the things we know, I don't have it in the notes here, but one of the things they released a statement that there are more people playing Pokemon Go now than there was in 2016, the summer of 2016, when the game released. Like the numbers are back up to that level. And I believe, don't quote me, but I believe they said it even went beyond that. There's more people playing right now. And
that's pretty surprising.
Did you pick it back up?
No.
That's not surprising.
No. Well, I told you before, because we talked about this, and I said the reason I stopped playing in the first place was there was an update and I forgot my login information. And so I'm never going back to it.
So you did fire it up as soon as the new stuff was announced?
No.
Oh, this was a while ago.
Yeah, I lost my login information back when it was still popular.
I see.
For the first time. Now it's re-popular, but...
Oh, so sad.
I did download Pokemon Quest on my mobile.
Oh, yeah, what'd you think of that?
It's the same. I think it's better suited as a mobile game, honestly. I think the game's neat. It has some cool potential, but I didn't think it was great as a Switch game because it felt better with touch controls, and I don't really like touching my Switch.
Yeah. So. Here's the thing. I feel like when I sit down with the Switch, it's typically going to be for long periods of time. That game limits that unless you want to pull out your wallet.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know, whereas on the mobile, you could just kind of like, oh, hey, I've got 2 minutes to catch some food and feed some Pokemans, you know? So, overall, I'm excited for Nintendo's new president. He grew up playing Nintendo games. Like, I feel like he's going to make some good decisions for the company, and I'm excited for what the future holds. I mean, talk about like getting just like pitch the softball, right? Like Nintendo's riding the hype train right now. And hey, guess what? Now you're president, man. So have fun with that. Hey, not like the Wii U.
He still has many opportunities to screw it up. So there's no restful nights for him. He still has a lot of work ahead of himself.
This is true. Well, this is an interesting development from Konami. Solid Snake is now in Super Bomberman R. And speaking of, we actually might fire that up tomorrow too, and I might take a look. I've never actually played that game, so we might check out Solid Snake as well. Who knows? But and it's voiced by Kiefer Sub. No, wait.
No, get out of here. It's voiced by no other than David Hayter, the original Solid Snake, the only Solid Snake. And will also voice Solid Snake for Smash.
He's been tweeting about it too. Have you seen the tweets?
He has. And before I've seen some of his tweets because I've been following him for years. Metal Gear Solid 5, he famously just tweeted, "I lost my voice." And everyone's like, "What does this mean?" They didn't, and sure enough, he wasn't lying. He lost his voice.
Sad.
Yeah, that was terrible. Terrible. So I'm happy to say that he is back. I'm hoping that this means Konami has something up their sleeves and we're getting some sort of Metal Gear Solid collection coming to the Switch or all consoles.
We were talking on the phone a little bit ago, and it was kind of like, why are they... Why are they paying this guy to come do the voice for Bomberman? Right? Like, how much dialogue is in this game?
And the other weird part about it is, so for Smash, like, he was in a Smash before. Couldn't they use clips that already existed? Couldn't they use clips from old games of his? Do they have to get him back to re-voice act that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I've done a little bit of like searching for sound effects, like for the different podcasts or whatever. It would blow your mind how many different like grunts and yells and things that are that each character has. Like, I would say some of the characters were close to like 25 to 30 different sound effects, maybe even more. I'm like, what is going on? But it's like just different variations if they get hit like this or hit like that or whatever the case may be. Like, kind of crazy. Oh, I don't know a bigger Metal Gear fan. Like, if they... Do you think there's a chance of like an HD remake? And if that's the case, you think they would add dialogue? Like, what?
Yeah. So when they did the Twin Snakes remake, they actually had the voice actors come out and reshoot some of the, or re, not shoot, but re-record some of the voice acting. So I would suspect they're going to do that for some of the dialogue too. But I'm kind of conflicted on, like you said, I'm a huge Metal Gear fan, always have been. I'm sure there are bigger Metal Gear Solid fans than I, but I haven't met one personally. With Hideo Kojima getting, thrown out of Konami, I don't know what that means for the series. Obviously, they still own it. All the properties he didn't get to take with him. So they could do a re-release, but he's pretty particular. So I don't want to say they would ruin it without Hideo Kojima, because Twin Snakes was made by a separate dev and Hideo Kojima was kind of upset about it. He didn't like some of the things they did because they changed mechanics and didn't change the story, but they did change some of the gameplay and he wasn't a big fan. He wished he had done it in-house, he had said. So, to answer your original question, yes, I want it. I hope it's coming. I want to lean towards yes, it is coming, just because otherwise, why is David Hayter doing so much voice acting as Solid Snake? I think there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it definitely raises some eyebrows, like, really? Just for Bomberman? I think it was more like, oh, hey, while you're here, come do Bomberman. Why was he there?
Well, he wouldn't have been at the same... I mean, he could record from anywhere, but those are two different...
Oh, I'm not entities. Even talking for Smash. I'm talking... I think he was already recording for something Metal Gear.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, hey, on your way out, will you swing into this booth here? We got some... we have a few more lines for you to do, like, obviously it'll all be in the same booth, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, somebody probably slid a piece of paper under the door. Like, hey, before you go, this is for Bomberman. Oh, okay.
Autocon.
One of those. You don't understand that reference because you haven't played it, but
I don't. Oh, I feel like a loser. All right. Reggie, president of Nintendo of America, Reggie Fils-Aimé, said Sakurai is well aware of fans wanting Waluigi, and that decision is it's Sakurai's. So play nice, everybody. And I wrote up a little article about this today on n64josh.com. The only thing that I was able to find that has transitioned from trophy was Pokemon to Pokemon Trainer to now, like, Charizard was just a Pokeball before. then he became a playable character later on. So I would say it's not impossible.
You know, I'm going to say, as a fan of creators and content creators and these beautiful minds, I just don't think he should be strong-armed and bullied into doing something he doesn't want to do. So, Sakurai, I'm with you, buddy. Don't give in to the peer pressure. Don't give in to the internet trolls. We don't need Waluigi. Let's keep your game back to your original vision, where he is nothing more than an assist trophy. It makes total sense to me. Like, you know, if someone Waluigi. Told you had to sleep differently in your house right now, they walk in and say, Josh, I don't like the way you sleep. You got to change it. Like, you should be able to do what you want. 100%. You sleep how you want, Josh. And Sakurai, you make the game you want without Waluigi.
This feels like it would be a really long conversation about business and listening to your client, your customers. And I don't know. Let's go back to where Kirby corrects me and says, Little Mac was a trophy that's now in the game. So, Hey, bear in mind, I was trying to work while doing said research and I thought I was doing okay.
He got 50%.
Yeah.
At least, unless she finds others.
He was an assist trophy. So there you go. And yeah, I mean, this is going to, here's what I want. I want Waluigi in the game. I want Waluigi in the game as DLC after Nintendo releases his full game and we can see what his moveset would be like. Because who knows? Maybe he's maybe Waluigi's mansion. He's going to end up with a nice vacuum cleaner like Luigi, you know.
That's not the opposite of Luigi. He needs like a leaf blower.
Leaf blower. There you go. And then maybe since I can't think of any better character that he could be, that fits his body type plus roses, he's got to be an echo character of Bayonetta, right? So maybe he'll shoot some bullets out of his heels. I don't know. But
well, since we're going to say we want him as DLC, I want Walker Texas Ranger as DLC.
You can't have Chuck Norris. No one.
Why not? Why not? Chuck Norris. Let's just demand it into existence. That's how things work now.
He can gargle peanut butter. He is not allowed to be in Smash. Okay. There's nothing that man can't do.
I'm going to go tweet it into existence.
Stop. You're going to go make a change.org petition.
Yep. So yep. If we get Waluigi, we better be getting Chuck Norris is all I'm saying.
I guess I just don't I don't want Waluigi with nothing but like tennis rackets and golf clubs. He'll be like the Casey Jones of the Smash Bros.
Well, then let's take him out of that game, too. We can have DLC to remove Waluigi from the game.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, moving right along. New GameCube trademarks have been filed in Japan. Are we going to skip the N64 Classic, go straight to the Mini? I don't know. We know GameCube controllers are getting re-released. You know, Nintendo's going to keep these trademarks up to date. It probably means absolutely nothing.
Well, with them saying there's no virtual console, I'm putting a lot more weight behind these Minis. So
do you think, from what I know about GameCube games and stuff, do you think the emulation is going to be a pain for that system?
Yes, it would, but it depends on how they build it. I suppose if you're trying to emulate it on, you know, a standard system, it's processor heavy and it's not built for that. Right. If they made a specific GameCube mini that is specifically set up to emulate that software, it might do just fine. I don't know.
I mean, we see the game libraries getting smaller and smaller with each one of these. I know. With this one, like, and can the GameCube get smaller? Like, could they even plug controllers into the thing if it gets smaller? Like, it's already pretty small.
It is. Well, yeah, it's going to have just like Mario Sunshine. It'll only have one game and it'll, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it could get, I mean, it can obviously get smaller. I don't know how they would do four controllers though, because those USB ports are fairly large. They're proprietary USB, whatever they are.
Maybe they wouldn't. They're already selling GameCube controllers for Smash.
Hmm.
And they're tiny. The little end is relatively small. So who knows? Who knows? But there you go. You've been informed that more GameCube trademarks have been filed. So maybe something happens. We don't know. We'll find out. We will find out eventually, or we won't. You never know. Yo-Kai Watch Blasters coming to 2DS and 3DS. It does play in 3D, I believe. I think that's what the case says. So it's one of the few games that is still going to have 3D. We're looking at two games. There's a I believe it's a, like the cat is the red game, and there's like the white dog squad is the other game. It's an RPG, you know, similar to Pokemon. I'm guessing somewhat similar. I don't know anything about Yo-Kai Watch. It's not really on my radar. But if you know, if it's your thing, and you still have a 3DS, 2DS, it should be coming out. Kirby says it's action based, so. There you go. This is a spin-off title, not an actual Yo-Kai Watch, which I did know that much. So, yeah.
Jeez, it's like we need Kirby on the show or something. I know. Gosh.
Man. Sega fans, Toe Jam and Earl I guess it was delayed. I wasn't even sure that it was a thing, but it's going to be making its way to the Switch this fall. Are you excited for Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah, I played those when I was a kid. That was one of the few Genesis games I really, really enjoyed. So, I mean, is it going to be a remake or is it a? Because I don't remember. I do remember hearing about it. Then it kind of fell off.
It kind of looked more like just the picture that I saw, which I don't even know if that was. I'm looking at it right now, and oh. I don't know where it just went. Here we go. That was weird. The page reloaded weird. It has something to do with back. It's Back in the Groove. It was a Kickstarter project.
Oh yeah, that one. So that's good that it was coming to the Switch, because I originally think it was going like Xbox or something. They didn't announce it for Switch till later, something like that. I'm excited. I liked the series. If you played it today, it wouldn't hold up as a great platformer. But all of those games like that, Toe Jam and Earl, the Worms games, there's another one similar to Toe Jam and Earl that I'm forgetting the name of. They were all those quirky platformers that were kind of like a break from the norm back then. Earthworm Jim, exactly. Yeah. And so all of those were really fun for me because, you know, we had so many platformers back then and they were all kind of either like a Mario style or some sort of shooter or beat 'em up. And this, you know, sometimes you just want a quirky, weird game like Toe Jam and Earl or Earthworm Jim or, yeah, I'm excited.
There you go. Well, it looks like this fall, another game coming out this fall, which was a game I played quite a bit on the Wii and played quite a bit on DS with my family. I know when I tell my wife this game's coming out, she's going to be excited. Carnival Games from 2K Games coming to Switch in November. Have you ever played one of these, like doing skee ball and things like that?
I didn't. I saw it, but I've never actually played it.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it was one of those like collection of mini games that was not shovelware completely. Yeah. I mean, some of the games didn't play all that great, but other games played really well, and it was quite a bit of fun. So I know when my wife and my daughters hear that this is coming, they're going to be stoked. So
I assume it's going to make use of the Joy-Con motion and all that. Right? I mean, you'd have to, right? Yeah. Playing skee ball with a controller is not going to be fun at all. Who cares?
Right. And it's been so far, like, they've had such a, it's been so long since they've been out. It could end up being like a HD remake with a few new games, that kind of thing. Here's Kirby from the chat says these games sold like 9.5 million and I never knew anyone with them.
Well, Kirby, do you know 9.5 million people? Because I'm guessing you don't.
Oh, gosh.
I'm guessing you don't. Y'all don't even know about 9.5 million people.
There it is. There it is. So spicy. Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, we wanted to, 7.4. There you go. That's better, Oracle. Get it right. Retro flashback. Eric texts me today. He's like, hey, can we bring this back? So I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, we still kind of do retro stuff on the minis typically, but you made a statement earlier that the GameCube may be your favorite Nintendo console. And
yeah.
I mean, it's one that I really, really enjoy myself. What about that system keeps it up at the top for you?
So I don't know if it was because I was a little bit older, but the controller, first and foremost, I still think it was the best controller made. Obviously, in today's environment, it could use a little bit of refinement. The C-sticks were good for what they were. They wouldn't be good for modern shooters or anything like that because of the grooves. So if they rounded that out and made that a little more normal. But the analog triggers were awesome. That game had Resident Evil 4, that console had Resident Evil 4, which was amazing. Mario Sunshine was one of my favorite Marios. Let's go through the list. you could play Ocarina of Time on it, which is, you know, the best Zelda game ever made. So,
and Wind Waker, don't forget.
And Wind Waker, it was extremely portable. It had the handle on the back. You know, the game discs were tiny. You know, the first Smash, all the Pikmins were amazing. Not the first Smash, but the GameCube Smash.
Right.
The Pikmins were amazing. The Rogue Leader, Rogue Squadron games were phenomenal. And then there were a ton of good sports games, like Kobe Bryant. He had a GameCube basketball game that, looking back at it, it was terrible. Like that. Here's the funny part about this Kobe Bryant basketball game. I forget what it was called, but depending on what you were doing, your character would shoot right or left-handed, which is just not how, like, an NBA player is not like, I'll just shoot this three-pointer with my left hand. Like, that's not how that works. So,
NHL baseball players
was amazing on there.
Oh yeah, and don't forget Blitz. And
Blitz,
I was just looking through my collection before we started the show. NFL Street,
NBA Street,
yeah, both solid titles. What? Because okay, you had GameCube and original Xbox, which I mean, as soon as Xbox Live came out, we were playing Rainbow Six. Did you find yourself playing the GameCube less once Xbox Live came out, or were there still a handful of games that you would go back to and still play?
So I've told this story before, but you know, I was 17 years old. I had an Xbox and I was playing on Live, or maybe Live hadn't came out yet. I think it already did. And there were 12 17 year old males, some of them were jocks. Some of them were preppy, you know, just various. Like I always hung out with like a melting pot of people. Mm-hmm. And we were all in there watching me play Animal Crossing. One of my friends made a rap song about Animal Crossing while we were in there. So I don't know. The GameCube was phenomenal. And then Mario Kart Double Dash. I was playing that while I was playing Rainbow Six. Mm. So I think the GameCube was a far superior party system than any others. The Mario parties on there were phenomenal. It was just I don't remember. Kirby asks here, are you going to talk about this rap song and not give us some verses? I don't remember. I'm like 7,000 years old now, and this was like 6,000 years ago, so I do not remember. I remember one specific line was Animal Crossing's da bomb. So he rhymed something with bomb, but anyways.
Probably Tom Nook.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't remember. But it was the best, like, for couch co-op. There's nothing could beat it. We did play on... Xbox, there was Fusion Frenzy, I believe, was their version of Mario Party. And you could have fun with that. Like it was definitely fun, but it doesn't have the magic that the GameCube had.
No, and it really is. You hit the nail on the head, because we kind of like briefly talked about like, okay, we should do a retro question of some kind. And you were talking about GameCube a little bit with that trademark. And I'm like, oh, let's just throw out GameCube. And the thing that I kept thinking about with the GameCube, and this happened some with the 64, but I was married when the GameCube came out, and it was the system that like, I would have a bunch of people over and we would play Tony Hawk, you know, we would play Tony Hawk 3, man, with that little lucky charm of a D-pad. We would play Tony Hawk. Bloody Roar was another game we'd play a lot. Extreme G Racing was really fun, but I would get people together all the time to play the like Mortal Kombat. Deadly Alliance was so much fun on that system. Soul Calibur was so great. Having Link in Soul Calibur was just awesome.
Yeah.
The Mario Karts, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf. Like, yeah. I can remember hitting the hole in one for the first time and everybody in the room like freaking out that we finally hit a hole in one, you know, like those are really good times. That's part of what makes that system so, so magical to me, was that just the amount of friends and people I had around. I mean, my kids were tiny, but dude, my son, I've told this on here, but my son walks by the television. He's like maybe one and a half, and Animal Crossing turns on, says Nintendo, right? He looks at us and goes, Nintendo. I was like, what, your first words? I mean, he'd said mama and dada, right? But like, he just said his first
multi-syllable. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Which then he couldn't say again. It turned into gung, gung, gung. He would just say that all that just make the syllable sound, right? But
that's funny.
So many fun playing the Bond game on there, where you had to, one person had a sniper, or you both had snipers. Somebody was trying to shoot the target while the other person was trying to shoot the sniper. It was such a fun mini game that just mixed things up. Or for a shooter, you know, if you cross the tracks, you ran the risk of getting hit by the subway train, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. There was Time Splitters 3, like so much fun on that system. It really
GameCube had the best introduction. Like when you turn the system on, they all have their like music and everything. The GameCube, like that was the best one. And then if you hold down the triggers, it does the kids laughing.
Right.
Like everything about that system was the best. I just loved it. So it was my favorite. It sounds like it was high on your list as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I should have changed my name to GameCube Josh. I don't know. But,
I actually bought, so I had my first like official job, not under the table, working for like a family member or something. And I bought everyone. And this was the other thing. The GameCube was very cheap. So I bought everyone one year for Christmas. I bought 4 GameCubes for all the members of my family.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know, that was expensive to me at the time, but it was so cool to be able to give them consoles. Mm-hmm. And the GameCube was cheaper than the Xbox or the PS2, and you could do that. And it was, in my opinion, it was more powerful than, maybe not the Xbox, but it was on par with the PS2, maybe more powerful.
Oh, I remember like when Resident Evil came out, it was like, oh yeah, show me an Xbox game that looks this good.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. That's right. But
it didn't exist.
You know, good try. And then I played Halo. I was like, I can't fall in love with this game. I think I'm falling in love. So yeah, good times. Good times. And also Madden, played a lot of Madden on that, on that system as well. Like just so many good memories. So many
MLB Slugfest 2003. Oh. I played that many, many nights. There's a music video built into the game. You should look it up. It's a hardcore heavy metal song called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Ooh. It's totally stupid and ridiculous, but we would listen to it and just die laughing over and over again.
Dude, getting the Sony Trinitron 32-inch television. My wife is pregnant. I had to lift this thing by myself onto an entertainment center. It was so heavy. And then realizing it had components, so I could get component cables for my GameCube so that I could go, you know, like, so So we were like, I remember being so like, oh, S video, so awesome. And then like, components even better. This is amazing. Yeah. You know,
that was like almost HD. You were like that close to HD.
So, oh, and rip those cables. I think I threw them away and they're worth a lot of money now. But anyway, all right. Well, hey, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at HateZero. You will find me on Discord, also HateZero. You can go to n64josh.com/Discord. Sometimes I am HateZero. Sometimes
I'm Nightcrawler and do a little something different. So just want to keep you guys on your toes a little bit.
So hit me up wherever. I'm a goofball. I do what I want.
This is true. This is true. Guys, you're going to follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. This show can be found at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode will be N64Josh.com/NPC106. I am working on an article that I want to let you guys know. It's going to kind of be a conversation piece, so I want to let you guys know about it. Basically, I'm going to speculate the different ways that Nintendo can add Labo into their current library. So, and we will discuss it on here as well, but I have a few interesting ideas, so we'll see if I can get any of these predictions right. But you know, the comment section of that post, I'll be able to hear from you guys as well to see if you think I'm absolutely crazy or if maybe you have some ideas of your own. So that'll be coming out sometime this weekend. You can email the show, npc@n64josh.com, if you have any questions, comments, anything like that. Remember, you can get yourself a free audiobook from Audible by going to audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in is from OPC. They're excellent, excellent gaming chairs. Go to n64josh.com/OPC. You will automatically save $10 at checkout just by using that link right there. If you want to get yourself an extra podcast each month that is a Q&A show, plus I have other tiers available as well, some other things to look at, you can go to patreon.com/n64josh. Lastly, we want to invite you to the Discord. Come hang out with us, come play some games with us, come make fun of pudding with us. It is a ton of fun. We're always laughing. It's a really good time. We've recently added a fitness channel, so now everybody's talking about getting into shape, so it's
you never know with video games.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find. So lastly, if you have a second and you can rate and review on iTunes, that would be super cool. And I want to thank everybody for being here with us live. Nightcrawler, Kirby, Drummer, Rust Belt Kid, Cuteye, anybody else that's just lurking, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you being here for each and every episode. If you're listening to just the audio version or watching on YouTube, thank you so much for checking it out. We really do appreciate it. And we'll see you Tuesday. So if you're not busy tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be doing First Look Fridays. So we'll see you then. Bye now.